Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here with my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
And what's going on, guys?
And you can go to our website, www.iwantmoreaction.com, to hear a bunch of podcast reviews. So what movie are we doing today, Frank?
Today, Chris, we're doing Army of the Dead. And Army of the Dead is about following a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas. A group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist ever attempted.
Ever attempted.
Ever. Ever attempted.
Ever.
In the history of humankind.
In human history. This came out in 2021, directed by Mr. Zack Snyder. Starring Dave Bautista and Hiroki Sanada, Mr. Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is the person who employs them to steal his own money.
Yep.
You know?
After he sent multiple other people to do it.
And doesn't bother, like, giving the code to, like, open his own vault?
No, he has to send his own man, who's, like, you know, obviously going to be a turncoat.
Yeah, yeah. And but why a safecracker for a vault that you own? I don't know. There's a lot of things in this movie, but yeah. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Army of the Dead.
All right, so Army of the Dead stars Dave Bautista as, I guess he was an ex-Marine. Because
they're like survivors who earned their, like, I don't know, like they survived.
Because they got the Medal of Honor, right?
Okay, well,
some type of medal for saving the vice president.
Okay, well let's start from the beginning. So the movie basically starts off with, like, this military, they're transporting something, you don't know what it is, right, in the desert. And there's a car accident, and basically whatever they're transporting gets released, and it's like a guy, or like it's a zombie. But the zombie's, like, super strong, and he attacks the soldiers, and he kills them and turns them into zombies.
Also intelligent, like, hunts them.
Yeah, he, like, hunts them.
Yeah.
And then after he kills the soldiers, him and the zombie soldiers, they basically go on to, they, like, they, he sees Las Vegas in, like, the distance, and they go towards Las Vegas. And then on the opening montage, you see basically the city being overrun by zombies, and you see all the different characters, like, how they survive. Like, basically, like, yeah, like, Bautista, he kills, I think, his wife or a girlfriend or something.
Yeah, he kills, you don't see that until later, though, but yeah, he had to kill his wife.
Yeah, but basically, it shows a little bit of the survivors surviving when, right before Las Vegas was quarantined off by a bunch of, like, these docking shipping containers.
Stupidest fucking way to...
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Best way they could think of doing... whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, in World War Z, that didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. They just climbed over it. Yeah.
Yeah. They put shipping containers up, and that keeps them, all the zombies, inside. And what ends up happening is... okay, so they don't really tell you what Batista's ex-job was. You kind of get the idea that he was some type of either a mercenary or maybe a... because he has, like, a group that he used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he was part of the army with all these people.
Yeah.
Because they did say he saved the vice president and he has, like, a medal, some type of silver star or something.
Yeah.
So he could have been in the army. He definitely has, in the movie, he has his skill set.
Yeah.
Shows that he's was in the army, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Scorpion goes to him and says... get over here!
Yeah, I got something to tell you.
He goes to him and what's his name? Batista's running a burger joint.
Well, he's a cook in a burger joint.
He's
running
it. I guess he's cooking burgers on the outskirts of Nevada somewhere.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And he goes to him and he's like, "Listen, I know who you are. I know you saved the vice president, and I know, like, you know how to kill zombies, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So can you go into Las Vegas? But he's a casino owner. Can you go in there? I need you to go into my casino, go down to the vault, and how much is... I don't know, whatever.
$200 million. He's a $200 million.
Right. But this is all for 200. This guy's probably... right?
Yeah.
Like, the plot is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you can keep, like, $5 million of it.
He gives him, like, $50 million. He's like, "I'll pay you $50 million.
Oh, he gives him $50 million?
Yeah, I'll give you $50 million. You get me to 200, you know, whatever.
And you can split that between your team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Bautista, like, says, okay, he'll do it. He's like, "I don't like you, but I'll do it."
Mm-hmm.
So, Scorpion, Bautista goes, like, the next, he's going and he's getting all his men, just has, like, dicks around for, like, a good 40 minutes doing this.
Yeah, yep.
They meet up with Scorpion again, and Scorpion tells him, like, you know, how they're gonna get down to the vault and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It turns out that Bautista has a daughter who works inside, like, they kind of work in, like, this missionary group that's, like, right outside,
Las Vegas.
Inside.
Well, it's right outside.
It's inside the boundary of Las Vegas, but it's protected off from.
Basically, it's where they're keeping people who they think might be infected.
Yes,
They don't trust. They don't trust them.
They don't trust them that they're not carriers. And his daughter works there as like a nurse or a caretaker or something for the children. And what ends up happening is a couple of the women there say, "Hey, we're gonna go. We're gonna sneak in ourselves with like this coyote lady." And we're going to try to rob a casino there.
Yeah, they're scavenging, basically.
They're going to scavenger. And the coyote lady takes them in, and she loses them, right?
Yeah.
Batista gets there with the help of the daughter, and it gets his group there. And the daughter goes, "Hey, my friends went missing. I'm coming with you to do this robbery." So that's how, basically, they all get in, and they use Batista also uses the coyote lady.
Yeah,
she goes with them. When they finally get in is the big twist, where not all the zombies are like regular zombies. There's this big group of zombies that are like messianic, kind of. Like, they're intelligent and they worship.
They have like a hive mind.
But they also have a hierarchy.
Yeah. Well, it's just him. It's like a king zombie, and he's trying to.
A queen zombie.
And he's trying to like impregnate other zombies with an alien zombie baby or something.
Well, that's another thing. They really insinuate a lot with a lot of little hints that these are alien zombies. Like, aliens created these zombies.
Yes, to the point where like it's even shots where you even see like robot zombies. It gets really weird.
Robots, UFOs in the sky that zip by and stuff. Yeah. Like, there's like a lot of.
There's a lot of weird stuff in this, like you said.
The zombie's name is Zeus, Sky God. Like, they have a lot of different things here.
And going into that again, I mean, I know we're probably picking up this part too much, but like, what is the zombies' ultimate plan? Like, they're not really turning that many people into zombies because you learn that basically.
You mean the aliens' ultimate plan?
Because you find out that the zombie, they kind of sacrifice one of these asshole guards from the camp as a way of like getting access to it without them being killed because they're kind of like intelligent zombies, but they don't actually eat this guy. They just turn him into another soldier zombie, basically.
They never eat anyone.
They don't. And that's what
I'm
saying.
This group of zombies just like turn other people into the zombies.
Yeah, but what was their main plan? Like, were they going to invade humankind? And if so, how are they going to get more people since no one goes in there anymore?
I don't know.
And on top of that, like, okay, so the king zombie is smart enough to wear like a helmet so he can't get shot in the head. Why doesn't he make more helmets for his other to take away so they don't get so they don't yeah exactly yeah exactly yeah, yeah, he gets the horse back. I guess he gets the horse to ride the horse.
He gets to ride a zombie. Okay, that's another thing that, like, I think I like this movie more than Frank did. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But I do say there was something like there's like a zombie tiger and a zombie horse. It gets a little ridiculous.
Yeah. It went too far out of just a zombie movie for my taste. I wanted a zombie movie, and they tried to give me like an extensive universe zombie movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they tried to build this whole other zombie world, and I'm like, guys, I don't care about your zombie world. I want a cool zombie movie. Yeah. That's it. That's all I was expecting. That's all I wanted.
Cut 40 minutes out of this movie, you would have got a cool zombie movie.
Yeah, they just would have got right to it, and they just did it, and he just got right to the point. It would have been a way better movie because they would have cut out all the other stuff where you're like, it's almost like they're building up to nothing in this movie. It's all very uneventful at the end of this film. They don't get the money. Nothing happens. Like, it's a complete, like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing is really achieved. Well, maybe at the very, very, very end with the last guy, but even that's just ridiculous. Right,
a quick
too.
Spoiler alert. Well, it's not even a spoiler, but it happens about 20 minutes after they get in. They're not even after the money. Like they are, but the main guy who owns a casino, he wants a head of a zombie, a smart zombie.
Yes, and so they send in the security guy goes with them. That's why he goes in. They get the head of the zombie, which I don't understand. Again, this is the biggest thing. Why not just send in a military company to get the head of the zombie? Why all the cloak and daggers? Why all the smoke and mirrors? Like, why all this? Why? Like you said, and the funny thing is, because at first I was like, okay, maybe he's doing it like for himself, but the military's in on it. Yep. They're there meeting with him. So like, what was the point of this whole movie then? You didn't need to do any of this. Like, that's my biggest problem with this whole plot, is like, you didn't need this any of this to happen then. Like, you should have just kept it where like they really needed the money, or maybe there's something else in the vault that they need to get, but like not just a zombie
that
head.
That guy wanted the head.
Like, yeah, but, yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe it was his just plan. Like, he was gonna sell it. He was gonna sell it to highest bidder on the black market. And I got the head,
like,
and you know,
okay. He's fucking his own boss over. Kind of thing.
That would have been smart. That would have been interesting part of the movie.
Then it still would have been about the money.
Exactly. It still would have been about the money. But you realize that it's totally not all he cares about is the head. That's all he wanted, and which just makes no sense.
Basically, they want the head, but then they think they can create and control smart zombies as soldiers,
as like an army. Yes, that's why it's called Army of the Dead.
head's still alive. Like,
it still lives.
You catch the head and it still lives. You have to destroy the head.
They even say, like, later on, like, the zombies are all, like, burnt out. If they get water on them, they actually come back to life, too. So it seems like you can't kill these things, like, really, like, permanently.
You have to literally shoot them in the brain.
You have to shoot them in the brain. That's the only way that will really
crush their brain or do something to their brain.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And that's it. Like, they're all dead. The zombies dried out, but if they get water and they, like, regrow, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just some really dumb ideas in this movie that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how water cures rigor mortis.
Yeah, I don't know why, because they're moist now. They can all come back.
You have some moist zombies walking around, squishing around.
Yeah, it's weird, you know? But yeah. Which also, that's the biggest, and of course that's the one thing that bothered me, was like, you have that setup that never pays off. Like, I was expecting it to start raining
yeah,
or get water been, and nothing happens.
And
it's like
missed
opportunity here, guys. Like, come on, what the hell? That's a perfect scene and you guys never do it. Like,
There are a few, like, really cool, there's one really cool suspenseful scene where basically, I don't know what's going on with these catatonic zombies, why they're all catatonic. They just are.
And they're sleeping, but you can't touch them, but you can walk right by them. It's just stupid. Like, it really is.
The only reason the scene's cool is because it's happening, not because of the explanation, which is retarded, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's just that you know, like, if any of them get bumped. So what ends up happening is the traitor guy doesn't like the Spanish girl who's onto him,
mm-hmm.
ends up throwing a light in her direction to, like, rattle these zombies up.
Which, by the way, he should know will kill all of them.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. But, like,
all the other guys are, like, only 5 feet away ahead of this happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they must hear this girl shooting her fucking head off like she's John Wick, right?
Yep.
And then none of them turn around to help her.
None of them care.
Whatsoever.
She crashes through a window 5 feet away from them, and none of them help her. She's right there. And she's alive, too. It's not like she's, like, covered in zombies. Like, they're not on her yet. Nobody even tries to help her out. It's the saddest
She's making a ton of noise, shooting guns.
Yeah, they're all turned. You're just staring at her. It could kill. It's like, all right.
That whole scene to me is like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you a team? Are you not a team?
Yeah, do you care at all?
But, that happened. It's a really cool scene, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, action-wise, it's a great scene. It's just when you think about it, you're like, well, why didn't anyone help her?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, all right, I guess. And then the scene right after that, too, when, like, then they wake up all the zombies and they start getting chased.
Yeah.
It's probably the best scene in the movies, where they're all running to the vault and they're all trying to dodge all the zombies at the same time.
And these are regular zombies.
Regular zombies. These aren't, like, smart zombies. I don't know what makes a difference, but, like,
well, that's
these are regular
scene,
zombies.
Well, that's a good scene, too, when the smart zombies invade the bottom in the vault.
Oh, yeah, in the vault, too, which is a scene right after the scene when they're in the casino. But beyond those, like, few set pieces right there, that's kind of like the bulk of the action in the movie. And at the very end, too, with the helicopter and basically the king zombie comes out to, like, fight. You know, there's a bit of action.
It's your typical helicopter fight.
Yes.
Between Batista and a giant jack zombie.
Yeah. Because he's just like a jack zombie. He's like super strong, but, like, he's not like a hulking demon. You know what I mean? Not like he's just a big dude. That's all.
He's like a Vinnie Jones rugby player.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's not the mountain.
No.
Which probably would have been freaking awesome.
It would have been amazing. Exactly. Some big, huge zombie dude that's perfect.
Huge zombie.
Just juiced out.
Do you think Zack Snyder should do more action horror movies and stay away from the superhero genre?
I don't know. I say keep trying, dude. Because I don't think the superhero genre fits you very well. I don't think these zombie movies fit you very well either.
You don't like Dawn of the Dead?
I do like Dawn of the Dead, but I think this new thing of, like, oh, I need to make, like, a little zombie universe, like, that's a problem. Like, at this, I wish this was, I was expecting this to be just a Dawn of the Dead, like, remake of, like a different version of it, and that's not what I got. This is way, way more plot-heavy and character-heavy than it kind of needed to be for just a cool zombie flick. I feel like he put a lot more time into, like, trying to develop these characters and this world, and not enough time giving me just a cool zombie movie.
You kind of have to care about these characters, the kid when they die.
You do, but even that, they don't really do it. The funniest part in this movie is where that girl he's with, like she basically tells him she loves him, and then she just dies. The very next scene, she just dies. I'm like, dude, that's what I'm talking about.
And then she
like,
turns
around. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, dude, you're doing a piss poor job with this, man. Like,
well, it's just Zack Snyder. What do you expect?
And of course, like, the security guy literally betrays them by closing the gate on their face. Like, it's just typical stuff, man. Like, nothing about the. Again, another movie where he just steals everything from other movies and just put it all together. And he didn't have, like, an original, like plan for this film. He just took all these other cool ideas from all the movies that he liked. He just threw them together and was like, all right, this is the movie now. He took like Ocean's 11. He took Dawn of the Dead. He took like, you know, some of the kind of like horror movie where like the bad guy, like I Am Legend, where at the end you find out that they're actually like a civilization of people,
yeah.
That they're actually not like these horrible creatures like that. Like he just took all these ideas, put them together, and that's it. He didn't like actually come up with like a cool zombie movie that was like a straight up like zombie.
His own ideas were like, all right, they're made by aliens.
Yep, exactly.
And
yep.
Some of them are okay. That's robots. Another thing. Some of them are robots too. They're not aliens.
And some of them are like parkour type of way of fighting too.
Which is probably it's the best fight in the movie.
Best fight in the movie, but it comes out of nowhere. No, it's random.
Batista just starts fighting this fucking ninja, right?
he's really a parkour moves. He's a zombie, but he's really parkour moves.
He's though. A capoeira parkour zombie.
Yes.
He's throwing like capoeira kicks, doing parkour moves over his head.
He's jumping off the walls and stuff. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, Batista
like,
catches him and just fucking wrecks him.
Yep. But
You named one of the problems that you had with it was the pinpoint accuracy everyone has.
Yeah, so my biggest problem with the gun action in particular is that how every shot goes off is literally a headshot. They literally there's nothing but headshots in this movie. Even from people who apparently never touched a gun before, they're getting like headshots. Everybody has headshots. And what also annoyed me is this guy brings like his giant saw. One of the guys brings a giant saw with them, and he never uses it once. He never uses it against zombies. He never even uses it on the doors or anything. Like he just never uses it. It's there for no reason. I feel like there's a lot of this movie.
The only time it gets used. Is the girl uses it to cut a way out of the thing the guy locked them in.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yes, and, he doesn't even use it.
No.
Like, she uses it. You know what I mean? And that's it. Like, that's what I'm saying. This movie has a great setup to be really, really good, but it's just never used to its full potential.
It's like, who doesn't want to see zombies get hacked up with a freaking chainsaw?
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's the point of it being there, right? Like, it's in the trailer and everything. Like, you know it's going to happen. But it can never really happen, so it's not like in the movie. I think it might happen, like, in a montage, but they never actually show it happen in the film itself. And this is also this other weird subplot. I think this is because they had to do reshoots, maybe, where, like, there's like an alternate reality of them happening at the same time.
I don't understand that whatsoever.
That they die there though, but like it happens again with the plan because they find the plans. They find the plans. Yeah, they find the plans and everything. But like it's not them. And even the guy who has a chainsaw thing, he's like
he has a philosophy degree.
Yeah, he's like saying, oh, in another world, he's like, it'll happen, basically happens over and over again. But I don't know how that can be because it's not like Groundhog Day where you're reliving it the same. It's like they were there already. Their bodies are still there. They found how are they? Are they like clones?
This can't again, be another dimension.
That's what I'm saying because it can't be because their bodies are still there. Like it's not like an alternate world, an alternate timeline. Because they're again, it's like versions of themselves are try to, but they die. But I guess they got. I don't know, man. It makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe it was part of another storyline that got canned, but they already filmed it. So like, all right, let's just put in a throwaway line with this guy here about why they're there, like, who these people are in the movie, you know? I don't know. It's weird.
They're literally them. Batista's laying there with a scarf on. They're skeletons, but they're in their clothes.
Their clothes, they have the jewelry. The girl has a keychain of a key. She's wearing the
plans that they
the
have.
The plans they find, they have it. It's there.
When they first get there.
It's them. It's like they got caught one of the booby traps in the safe over there. Yeah, dude, it's just weird. But I don't know what that means. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Like, what's the point of that? Like, in terms of like
is Zack Snyder thinking he's outsmarting people? But
if
you're gonna put these type of in things for people to figure out, you have to add more, right? Like,
if you want
there to be another timeline that's happening, you need something else that happened to show me that.
Something. Give me some weird dream that Batista has. Like, anything.
Yes,
like, give me something stupid.
Exactly.
Like, just give me something to be like, oh, maybe it has something to do with that or whatever.
Yes. It just happens out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
It's like the robot zombie, right?
Yep, exactly.
And having this huge gun battle, and one zombie gets shot his face off, and he's a robot.
Well, there's two. Okay, so there's one robot that has like blue eyes.
Okay, that's early.
And then there's another one.
You'll never notice that unless you see a still of it.
You have to like what? You really have to. I mean, I saw because it's there, which is weird. But it happens so quick. You're like, okay, I probably didn't notice that.
Yes.
But then like later on, somebody's face gets blown off, and he's a Terminator.
Yes.
He's literally a Terminator.
Blue-eyed robot.
And so I'm like, what is this?
Well, other zombies aren't. They're getting their faces blown off too.
No, they're just people. They're just regular zombies, really. Like, so yeah, this movie really like goes off the rails, though. Like, I mean, it doesn't dwell too much on these things, but at the same time, that's kind of ways are frustrating because you're like,
it has to be to build a universe.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You don't just put these things in for fucking stupidity.
Because that's right. Like, it's not a goofy movie. It's not a spoof movie.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? So like, why would that be there? wants to build out a bigger universe.
He can explain these things in sequels.
He wants another movie to be like, oh, that's why. So people look back, oh, that's why there was a robot zombie. Oh,
the government
that's
put
why.
Robots in with these zombies to watch them or something. Something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I just don't know.
Time travel's real.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, I thought kind of did make sense, because like this movie is not, like, based off of any other zombie movie. This is his own zombie stand. Because
it's
zombies
not
only
a sequel to Dawn of the Dead.
No, because the zombies only exist in Las Vegas, at least in the beginning. That's all they don't exist anywhere else in the world. So this is like a global thing happening, like how most other zombie movies are. Like Dawn of the Dead is a global thing. It's not just happening in Las Vegas. So maybe they are going for the whole like timeline where, like, you know, in the next movie is going to be a zombie movie, but another version of that. Like, I don't know, it takes place like, you know, New York City or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, at the end, there's one infected person left.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole twist.
And he's in New Mexico now.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's take a quick 10-second break for a message from our sponsor, and when we get back, we'll talk about the action in the movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, you want to start with fights?
Okay, so there's not really fights in this movie because it's zombies, except for the one zombie fight that they have with Batista, which is, again, it's kind of for jokes. And even the fight at the end with the big zombie dude, like, it's whatever. I mean, here's the one thing. Okay, so I was teetering between a 2 and a 3. The reason why I gave it a 3, the only reason why I gave it a 3 was because a lot of how they kill the zombies, they use, like, knives to, like, stab him in the head. So I count that as, like, kind of, like, fighting. And so because I counted that, and there's a lot, and there's quite a bit of that happening throughout the movie, that's why I gave it a 3, because it is kind of a unique thing for zombie films that I haven't seen in a while, where, like, they're so up-close and fighting zombies. Usually, they're, like, far away and shooting, but, like, there's a lot of up-close and fighting zombie in this movie. And so, yeah, the hand-to-hand combat was, like, pretty interesting, at least unique for a zombie film.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5 for a lot of the same reason. There is a, you know, fight on a helicopter, which is always cool.
Mm-hmm,
and Mel Batista versus Pacor Zombie was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yes. It was awesome. It's unique.
He gets stabbed in the face.
Yeah, he does, yes.
He gets stabbed in the face. It is funny, though, because he's trying to stab him, and like Pacor Zombie's like dodging all his swings with a machete.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Shootout in this movie, there's a lot of zombies that get shot up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the casino scene when they're running from the casino.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a 4 out of 5. I thought it looked really, really good, that scene. You got like Batista running across roulette tables, machine gunning down people. The other guys are machining people, and they're like I thought it was cool because the way they're machine gunning them, they're like plastering like 40 zombies at a time. Mm-hmm. These guys are just getting wrecked, right? This is when you meet Robot Zombie.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it looked really cool.
Now, you see, okay, so I ended up giving it a 3 out of 4. And same reasons for what you said, but my problem is exactly what you said, that when you see the zombies getting laid out, it's all headshots. It's literally all headshots. Yeah. And it bothers me because it's like no one's that good. Like you're good. Like if it was more realistic, like them getting hit, and it was more like the zombies getting through and like crawling or whatever, I think I probably gave it a 4 out of 5. But the fact that it's just like it's like all instant kills, you know? It's like instant kills. And I'm like, I wanted more suspense in that, because after a while, it got kind of like repetitive of them just getting headshots constantly. Like that's why at the end with the elevator, I mean, in the elevator shaft and in the vault was cool, because like you could feel the suspense of like them closing in on them, you know?
Yeah.
Upstairs, it just felt like they were just like a shooting gallery. But it's still all well done, though. Like, it's all well choreographed gun action in it, though.
What'd you do for stunts?
Stunts, I gave it a three out of five. The reason why is because it's one of those movies where, like, I can't really tell what's real and fake. That actually makes it good for special effects. But for stunts, I can't really give it higher than a 3 because I really don't know what was real and what was fake. There's a lot of CG in this movie, and I wouldn't be surprised if almost every stunt was CG and nothing was actually real. I know it looks real, though, which is why I gave it a 3, but I couldn't give it more than that because I really just don't know. And I don't want to, like, you know, give it more than what it deserves.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. There's a lot of stunt-looking things, right? Because you said you can't tell.
Yeah.
But there is stuff you can tell is real stunt people, like when Batista's throwing people around and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there is stunt work being done, and it is good, the stuff that you can tell is real.
Yeah.
But like you said, you can't go higher because you really don't know.
Because what you do see is nothing spectacular.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, it's competent, it's good, but it's not like, oh my god, that was amazing stunt work, you know, like a martial arts film from Asia or something, you know? So, yeah.
There's no real chase scene in the movie.
No, yeah, even when they chase them, I mean, but it's all the movie. I think the whole movie's about that.
Yeah,
so it's hard to, like,
just running and killing zombies, like, but there's no, like, what I would call a chase, where like there's a destination and a zombie's chasing you.
Yeah.
Like everything's just like a mishmash of 1,000 zombies here and 5 guys here running through this. And
yeah, they're just running for the sake of running.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, in a way.
What do you do for special effects?
I guess it makes a 4 out of 5. Special effects were great in this film. Like everything, like the zombie special effects were amazing. You know, yeah. I mean, like, you know, the tiger was okay, and like the horse, whatever. But like, you know, everything else was so good. Like, obviously most of the stuff is green screen too, but like it looked so good, and the zombies were good. All the gore was really great. Like, and the amount of it was so much. Like, and this movie again probably cost a lot. Almost all of it went to special effects, and it's one thing they actually got right. There's only a few times where I was watching, I was like, oh, it looks kind of bad, but like, but for the most part, it was pretty good. Like, I wasn't complaining about it really.
I actually gave the special effects a 3 out of 5. I thought, like you said, I thought the zombie effects were great, because mm-hmm. a lot of it was actually makeup, surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought some of the CGI, especially for Zack Snyder, was lacking, because he's usually better than that. I felt like some of the characters, especially the tiger, had like the doomsday fucking effect.
Well, you know, I'll say this: at least I didn't feel like anything was like Steppenwolf bad, like the original, the new one, the Josh Whedon one, like that, like
doomsday bad.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly.
Tiger, I thought the tiger looked horrible.
The tiger just looked weird because they tried to make a zombie tiger. You know, like they had to make it like half dead, half alive, and everything. But like, you know, he interacts with the environment enough where like I was like, okay, like it looks like it's actually there. Like it looks kind of stupid, but like. You know, I think that and the horse were the worst parts of the special effects.
Yeah.
Everything else, like all the settings and everything like that, looked really well. Like the zombies all looked real. You know, the helicopter for the most part looked real enough.
So overall, I was teetering back and forth between a 3 or a 4, and I ended up giving it a 4 out of 5 because mm-hmm. I actually did enjoy the movie. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time watching this. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid shit, but again, you know, I was able to, you know, I was like, I'm watching a fucking Zack Snyder zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, you know, I'm not a big fan of Zack Snyder, but I think he does this type of zombie action movie. I think he does it pretty well.
Yeah, for me, I gave it a 3 out of 5. The movie's way too long. If it cut out like 45 minutes, maybe I would have given it a better score if it was tighter. It's just a long movie. I mean, on that, those scenes, like you said, where like when they're in the casino, that's really the only action there is. The rest of it's just build up and then just ending the movie, like, you know, getting to the climax. It's really not. I really wanted more like zombie action, basically. You know, I really thought like when the army got there, it was gonna be full like battle. I never really got that battle. Besides them running through the casino before they get to the vault, that's the only real like zombie part, like zombie movie. It felt like, right? Like beyond that, it just felt like more of like a regular just movie, like about something else, about other kind of like zombie aliens or something. Yeah. But like, you know. But I would still recommend it if you're a zombie movie fan, or if you're a Zack Snyder fan, check it out. You know, but if like zombies aren't like your thing and you already have to be convinced to see, you probably might not really like it, but you might. Who knows?
I think if you're an action horror fan,
yeah, you'll like
movies
it.
Like Blade and Underworld and stuff, you'll probably like this.
You'll
too.
Dig it. Yeah, you'll dig it. Yeah.
Yeah. My first similar movie is I Am Legend. Because mm-hmm. I thought the smart zombie thing that had like their own hierarchy, families and stuff.
Yeah.
Is what he was going for in this movie.
Yeah.
And he like literally ripped it right from I Am Legend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah, my first one was The Dawn of the Dead, which was another Zack Snyder film.
Well, that's also
was
my second movie, so.
Well, yeah, well, it's basically the same. It's the remake of the original Dawn of the Dead from this. I think this
it's
80s.
Better than the original Dawn.
It's better than the original, and it's great because it's a typical zombie movie. It's like what you'd expect. There's a lot of action in it. There's a lot of like scares, and it's one of the first zombie movies to introduce like the running zombies.
Yeah.
And before that really wasn't a thing. I think that's one of the reasons why it works so well and still kind of holds up for today. So yeah, definitely check out Dawn of the Dead.
What's your second? Because you need my second.
Yeah, it's 28 Days Later with Cillian Murphy, I think it is. Where basically, mm-hmm. it's Danny Boyle, I think he's the director. Where basically guy's in a coma for like 28 days and he wakes up and it's like the end of the world after a zombie pandemic. And basically just him surviving. But it has really great suspense and has some really great like action scenes in it as well. Especially towards the end.
That's all practical too.
It's all practical. It's an independent film. It was made for like $250,000 or something. It was made for like a very little
that's
money.
That's what it was made for?
Yeah, it was less than $1 million. I forgot how much it was.
The movie's nuts for the
price. It's all digital. It's shot digital too. It was one of the first like digital movies that they were, because again for the price and everything. But yeah, another good movie to check out.
Not the sequel though.
No, the first one.
No, skip 28 months later.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's worse.
So we both recommend this. Even though I gave it a 4 out of 5, I agree with Frank though. It's definitely for a certain audience.
It's for a certain audience. I think people who aren't familiar with like action movies or like zombie movies will be like a little confused about everything that's going on at the same time. Like
even zombie fans might be like, "What the fuck's that robot zombie?" Like,
exactly.
Stuff
yeah. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
Strange
like with the queen and the babies. It's just like, you know, is this really necessary? But yeah.
Little babies.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's just weird. It's weird. This movie
doesn't want to explain anything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It goes out of its way to like not explain anything.
Yeah, it does. It really
like, it doesn't.
Does, yeah.
It wants you to be
even,
more
like,
confused.
Hieroglyphics or drawings or something. You know.
No. Nothing. Nothing is nothing, like, at all. It's bad. It's bad.
But yeah, this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.